This is Act Locally Waco on KWBU.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
I'm Carlos Morales, and with me as always is Ashley Bean Thornton to take a look at events happening in Waco Town. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Carlos.
So tonight, Friday night, we got lots of live music going on in Waco Town. At the Hippodrome, there's the usual dueling pianos, mm-hmm. which starts at 8, and that's $5. Mm-hmm. At the Backyard, Cameron Nelson is performing at 8, and tickets are $10 in advance, $15 day of the show. Mm-hmm. At Classy Glass, there's Byron Swan and Josh Porter and Evan Claris, and that's at 8, and that's free. And then over at Lakeside Tavern on Airport Road, the Justin Taylor Band is having their CD release, and that's at 9, and that's $5.
Yep. And then in Woodway, tonight is Woodway Family Movie Night. And they're showing Inside Out.
I love that movie.
Yeah, so that's a lot of fun. And it's free. Bring your own chair. It's going to be on a big outdoor movie screen, so lawn chair, blanket, whatever you want to bring. There's going to be free popcorn and s'mores and snow cones, and there's going to be some live music before the show. So the live music starts at 6:45. The movie starts at 8:45. Is at the Woodway Family Center on Estates. And, of course, you should probably check and make sure that the weather's okay.
Because right.
I'm sure
keep
that's
an eye
all
out for weather,
the weather pending.
And on Saturday, to kick off our weekend, we have the Waco Charity Open Disc Golf Tournament. So this is the 20th annual Charity Open Disc Golf Tournament, and all the proceeds for the event are going to benefit the Baylor Autism Resource Clinic, and it'll be at Brazos Park East, and it's going to pretty much be all weekend long.
Right.
So you want to check out the website to see the various start times and events. So if you want all the specifics, head to the website.
Right. And then Saturday is also National Park Service Centennial Day.
Oh, cool.
And since we have a national park
That's
here
right.
in Waco, the Mammoth Site, we will be celebrating along with the rest of the country. So tours of the fossil site will be departing every 30 minutes. Admission to the park is free, but there's a fee for some of the different events they're doing. Like the tours are going to be $3 to $5 per ticket. They're going to have all kinds of make-a-fossil activities that are going to be about 50 cents each. And just all kinds of fun pop-up museum stuff happening at the Mammoth Park all day long. So 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. out on Steinbeck Bend Drive at the Mammoth National Monument. And then also Saturday, super fun, down in Indian Spring Park is Brazos River Jesus Jam. So if you like praise and worship music and face painting, inflatables, yeah. and fun, and all kinds of stuff for the whole family, that is happening at Indian Spring Park from 11 to 7. It's all free, and they will be taking up donations to support Mission Waco's Jubilee Food Market.
And Saturday is also the last day for MCC fall registration. So current students may register, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week through their web advisor. But new students should visit the McLennan website to learn more about how to become a student and enroll. Classes start Monday. And also on Saturday is a pretty neat genealogy beginners class. So if you're ever interested in learning kind of like what tools do I need and what do I need to learn to find out about my family tree and my genealogy, this is the perfect opportunity for you. They're going to cover topics such as how to use genealogy forms, an introduction to basic records such as census and immigration records, and a tour and orientation of the Genealogy Center's collection. So that's going to be at the West Waco Library and Genealogy Center, and it's a free event, and that starts at 10:30 a.m.
Yep, and then a couple of food-related things happening on Saturday. I'm always very focused
yeah.
on the food. Saturday, since this is the third Saturday, the Veggie Potluck that happens every third Saturday
yes.
at the Unitarian Universalist Church is happening at 12:30. So bring your favorite or easiest vegetarian or vegan dish and the recipe to share with folks. And if you're just learning to be a vegetarian, they're all very friendly and willing to help you learn the ropes. And then also on Saturday is Greek Gala 2016. So St. Nicholas Orthodox Church does the Greek Gala every year. There's a silent auction and lots of Greek food. Baklava and dolmades and tiropita and all kinds of different things and
good
entertainment
stuff.
By the Horton Duo. It's $40 and it's going to be at the Phoenix Ballroom.
And also on Saturday, if you're looking to kind of dance off all that wonderful food, there's this great opportunity. There's a Dance for a Cause luau benefiting the Waco Family Abuse Center. So the morticians will be performing, and that'll be a good time to dance. But if you also want to eat, you can do that. So $40 gets you dinner and a dance. But if you'd rather just dance, that's $25. Right. And dinner starts at 6:30, and all the dancing stuff takes place from 8 to 11 at the United Baptist Church on Dutton Avenue.
Yep, fun. And then Sunday, if you're an artist and you have already filled up all your closets with your art and given mm-hmm. art to all your relatives, and now you're kind of thinking maybe you should start a business selling your art,
yeah.
on Sunday in the afternoon at the Spring Hill Suites in Woodway from 2 to 4, there is a symposium, artist symposium with Charles Wallace, where they will touch on some of those topics, how to turn your art into a business, where and when to show, defining the buyers for your art, all those kinds of nuts and bolts of turning your art into a business. That's taking place Sunday afternoon. And then Sunday evening at 6 at the Extraco Event Center, the Gaither Vocal Band. So if you're a fan of good old Southern gospel,
yeah.
then I'm sure you already know who the Gaithers are. They have been probably the biggest voices in that kind of music for 3 decades at least. So here's your chance to see the Gaithers. It's $25 to $50 a ticket, 6 o'clock at the Extraco Event Center on Sunday.
And on Monday, with our look at the week ahead, we got the biggest thing going on is it's back to school.
Back to school. First day of school.
You're right. So maybe an event that parents have been looking forward to, but that kids are
looking forward to, too.
Maybe. So that's Monday. And on Tuesday is the Crop Hunger Walk meeting. So if you're interested in helping plan out the Hunger Walk, which usually takes place like October, November time, this is a great opportunity for you. It's, of course, free to attend, and it's 5:30 at the Seeds of Hope office at 602 James.
And also on Tuesday, if you are a person who's a caregiver for somebody with Alzheimer's or possibly dementia, the Heart of Texas Council of Government helps to host a really great series of educational meetings, and they will have one happening on Tuesday from 1:30 to 3. This one is going to be practical approaches to staying engaged. So if you're looking for ways to stay engaged as a caregiver, sometimes that can be kind of isolating, then this will be an opportunity to learn about that. No charge, 1:30 to 3 o'clock at the Heart of Texas Council of Government's office on New Road, but please do call ahead and reserve a space.
And on Wednesday, you know, the McLennan County Master Gardeners have been really putting on some interesting
right.
events this
mm-hmm.
summer. And on Wednesday, they're continuing with those little series. They're having a seminar on drought, oak wilt, and other tree problems. So if you want to learn more about any of those things and why your tree might be slowly
sad.
Falling apart,
yeah.
you want to head to this event. It's only $10, and it's going to be from 1 to 5 at Whitehall Center at the Carlene Bright Arboretum. And on Thursday, wrapping up our look at the week ahead, we got a lot going on, right,
yeah,
Ashley?
Just a couple of neat things on Thursday. One is the Historic Waco Foundation is having their public fall lecture, and this one is going to be called Waco Citizens Remember the Great War, Tales mm-hmm. from Baylor's Institute for Oral History Archive. So that should be really interesting, the stories of the Great War from literally people who were from right here in Waco. That'll
right.
be at 6:30 at the Lee Lockwood Library and Museum. And then at the Martin Museum of Art on Baylor campus, which is in the same building with the Baylor Theater, if you're familiar with that,
mm-hmm.
they are kicking off a new exhibit called Multiplicity. And this exhibit brings together 6 artists from across the region whose artworks are the sum of smaller parts.
Oh.
So that's kind of interesting. And
yeah.
one of the things it mentioned is that if you're interested in math and art, this might be a neat exhibit that you would like.
Cool.
But Thursday evening is the gallery talk and opening reception for that exhibit. It's going to be from 5:30 to 7 at the Martin Museum, and it's free.
Wonderful. A lot to do in Waco this week.
Yes, sir.
Thanks as always, Ashley, and we'll see you next time.
Bye, Carlos.
For more information, visit actlocallywaco.org.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.